Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Big news out of Washington. House Speaker John Boehner will resign from leadership and from Congress at the end of October. His announcement came a day after he shed tears standing next to Pope Francis in Washington, and nearly 5 years after he took the lead of a divided Republican caucus in the House. Tamara Keith is covering this story. She's an NPR White House correspondent. And Tamara, this was a bombshell. Did it take people in Washington by surprise?
I think so. I mean, I think that there was a sense that at some point John Boehner was going to find a way out of this job that at times seemed to visibly make him miserable. So there was a sense that at some point, we just didn't know when, John Boehner was going to drop the mic and walk off the stage. But he really dropped the mic and walked off the stage after this big moment yesterday with the Pope. I mean, this is something that Boehner has been working for most of his career in the House. It happened. And then he woke up in the morning and announced that he was done.
He did. He had a closed-door meeting this morning with Republicans. It was said to be an emotional meeting. And he came out with a statement that said, essentially, that he's protecting the institution of Congress. What else have we heard from Boehner today?
He has not spoken publicly with reporters, which is maybe not a surprise. There's no love lost between John Boehner and most reporters that cover him. Boehner is not a huge fan of the press and is not probably sort of begrudgingly does his weekly press conferences. So he did put out a statement, however. And as you said, he says the first job of any speaker is to protect the institution that we all love. And he is definitely an institutionalist. His speakership had been threatened on some level. For some time, conservatives in the House have been rumbling and grumbling and talking about a coup. His statement nods to that. He says a prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable damage to the institution. To that end, I will resign my speakership.
Well, you say there were rumblings within the party, and you can actually hear it in this piece of tape that we're going to play. This was the reaction among conservatives at the Values Voter Summit in Washington this morning as Florida Senator and presidential candidate Marco Rubio broke the news to them.
Just a few minutes ago, Speaker Boehner announced that he will be resigning.
I mean, just listen to that. Clearly, there was tensions within the party. People say this was not Boehner's fault. This was the extreme right wing of the party's fault.
Well, and that applause went on much longer than you just heard it. there was a fade there. That applause went on for a very long time. I watched the video online, and you could see a guy with a tri-corner hat of the sort of the Tea Party movement tri-corner hat waving it in the air. And there's an irony here. John Boehner became the Speaker of the House in 2011 after that big Tea Party wave in 2010. And, you know, when John Boehner started out in Congress, he was the reformer. He was the outside agitator. Well, the House moved. The Republican Party moved. And as John Boehner's career in Congress wound down, he was considered a squish and not a pure conservative. And conservatives had major concerns with him because he would bow to the Democrats, or in reality, he would see the reality on the ground, realize that he didn't have the votes. The numbers simply were not there. His majority wasn't big enough. He was going to need Democratic support for any number of items to keep the government functioning. And the conservatives really didn't like that. They wanted to fight the fight. They wanted to do the government shutdown. Now I think that at least in the short term, that there likely will not be a government shutdown.
Right. This comes at such an interesting time. We are a week away, less than that, essentially, from a possible government shutdown. It looks like, as you say, that might not happen now.
Which, let's just say, is a good thing, generally speaking, for the functioning of government, for government employees. So it does look now like a government shutdown is unlikely, that they will pass what is called a short-term continuing resolution, sort of a push the ball down the road, punt, kick the can, whatever you want to call it. one of those that will get them into the fall, and then the new speaker will have to figure out a way to navigate this with the same sort of circumstances that John Boehner's been struggling with, and we could well have some sort of holiday showdown over government funding, which just sounds joyous.
Yeah, and we don't know who the next leader will be. It could be the number two, the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, but again, that will play out in the coming weeks. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.